Hello.
Hello, Dirks.
Hello.
What's going on up there?
What's going on up there?
I should say, what's going on down over there, because I'm up higher than y'all.
I know, so you must be absolutely freezing in Canada.
You know, it's reset my bar for what I think cold is. Anything positive is warm, anything negative is a little chilly. I think it's like negative 10 today Fahrenheit, maybe negative 20 Celsius, or negative 30, I guess, Celsius. I'm learning my Celsius.
That is
again,
too confusing, all that Celsius versus Fahrenheit. It's just, can't we all just get along?
I like the Fahrenheit better because even though it's technically not warmer, the number's better.
Yes.
You know? So minus 10 sounds better than minus 30. So mentally, it kind of gets you, I don't know. But yeah, it's a little chilly. We've been having fun, though. I mean, the fans up here are awesome. I think they're really appreciative that you come up this time of year. So they come out in full force and...
Yeah.
Bring a lot of energy, so we're having a blast.
It does make sense that you're starting up there, too, since you dropped that on-ice promo for the Burning Man tour. Who came up with that idea, and how'd that come about? Because it's you committed to the bid,
yeah,
which I applaud you for.
Thank you. You got to commit to the bid. I'm going to write that down. That's a great, I'm going to tell the Hot Country Knights that. You got
to commit. Thank you very
commit
much.
To the bid.
My manager and I, we kind of started this a few years ago. It kind of started just out of this road stuff, and then it became like a thing we did to announce tours, and I think it was her idea to do the ice, and I died laughing when I heard it, and I committed to it. I put on the sequin outfit with the feathers and lace and went for it.
It was absolutely beautiful to watch you do that, and we all know that you love hockey. Like, this is your thing, and what people probably don't know, and I just moved back up to Boston from Nashville. I was there 9 years doing the singer-songwriter-artist thing, and, like, people didn't know, but you played on the men's league hockey team, which basically you, like, were playing hockey every Sunday for free, and if people knew this, they would probably come and hang out and watch you play hockey.
Oh, it was hilarious. We there's usually like one or two girls watching the game, you know.
That was me.
I was watching my boyfriend, though. You probably played against him.
Yeah, you look down the line on the bench there and be like, all right, who's dating? Who's in a new relationship? Because like that's the only people come out. Like you're dating someone like the first couple weeks they come out and watch you play hockey, then it's like, all right, this is so
bad. Oh yeah, my boyfriend Rob got a lot of crap for that.
Yeah, he definitely. And it looks like we're skating in in quicksand. But it was funny. I remember dating this girl, and I was like, it meant so much to me that she came out and watched us play hockey because I was so into it. You know, I'm like, it was like so cool that she came out, and then that didn't last very long. She had better things to do than watch.
Yeah, it's too cold in there. That's why. And we're so excited to have you at the Xfinity Center this summer. I believe it's August 16th. I mean, Boston has got to be like your second home.
It is. I always say when I play up there, I know you guys got Kenny. Everyone loves Kenny. It's his spot. And I had a chance to do two shows with Kenny this last summer, which was so special for me in a couple ways. A, just being in Boston. And just we have great shows there and great fans. But get a chance to be part of Kenny's thing. You know, he's a good pal. And to see what he's built there is that fan base is just unbelievable. But I'd happily take a second if that slot is open. Is Boston's favorite outsider country singer. We've always had great shows.
We are deeming you that.
Yeah.
Right now. That's
and he
official.
Hasn't committed to it either, which is very interesting. So if you know anything, let us know.
The Xfinity Center is awesome, man. It's such a, like, the seats, the way they face down on the stage, it's just like you're looking at a wall of people. Reminds me a little bit of like a Red Rocks type view from the stage. But looking forward to being back, and thank you guys so much for always making me feel so welcome.
Dirks Bentley, thank you very much. We'll see you when you get back to Boston.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.